This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Mike Bassett called me right after this. Very distraught. What I like about Bassett is how, what I like and don't like sometimes about Bassett is how emotional he gets.
Yeah.
But I like that he's so tied up as a sports fan. All day on G-Bag, all I heard was, I'm not going into it that excited. I'm pessimistic. I know. But you allow yourself to get caught up in the moment. We all did. How many of you, including Roy and I think RJ, thought that the Mavs were alive for a top four pick in that big commercial break? The famous commercial break that they have separating the haves from the have-nots in the NBA draft lottery.
I actually thought ESPN had messed up because the program had messed up several times last night that when they showed the top four, and I'm like, they don't have the Mavs logo up there. Someone in the truck's not paying attention. Oh, my God, we're getting a top four pick?
Yeah, because when they announced all the teams up until the top four, we never saw the Mavs logo.
Right.
And it's like, oh, we haven't been named. We're in. But they put up the Hawks' second pick logo instead of ours.
Once you saw this, the second Hawks logo,
that hurts so much more than just seeing the Mavs logo come up.
Yes, I would have much. I mean, I thought for sure. Look, you got to show the Mavs logo.
Number one, I felt stupid, and number two, the emotional letdown after thinking you'd hit the lottery.
And you know, I also, and this is a total, you know, nitpicking thing, but you know that logo being up there, it is. It is marketing for your team.
Sure.
You know, at the very least, put somebody's logo up there, like where they're pulling the card out, to give brand awareness. I know that's not what we're talking about, but still, I mean, I just, to have the Hawks logo come up there twice, I was just like, that does not tell the story very well of what was going on.
So, Roy, take me through your high and low, because I almost sent out exactly what you did. You made the tweet mistake. I had it in my draft, and then I saw that again. The Mavs don't move up while the other two teams that they were tied with get number one and two, and that's when it hurt.
Well, it was a little bit of a timing issue because I realized in that moment that I was like 30 seconds behind. I had paused it for a second earlier in the broadcast before they had gotten into the pick. So when I tweeted it out, it was actually right after the ninth selection for me had been placed on the board because I thought, well, the Mavs, they tied for seventh worst record. There were two teams that had better odds than they did because they won the coin toss. So they should wind up at nine. And if they do better than nine, then for the first time in franchise history is what I thought. For the first time, they actually ended up better than their slot said they should be. So I was I was excited, but still cautiously optimistic in that. And then when the Hawks came the second time, that was when I kind of realized it didn't take till the final four for me to realize that the Mavs were no longer in it. But then I took a deep breath and thought, 5-10 for Luka, that's an all-timer. That's one we'll look back on and we'll say, you traded a 5th and a 10th overall pick for Luka Doncic.
All-time what? If Trae Young was a bum, I could say all-time. 5-10 is still pretty good value.
Yeah, and it all depends on like if Cam Reddish slides to 10. Look,
and if Luka's barely better than Trae, we all feel great about it. No one would go back and reverse it, but Trae Young had a very nice season.
He did, and Luka's accepted the city, and we've accepted him, and it's a great fit. And right now, you know, you add Porzingis to the mix. Look, at the end of the day, the Mavericks are very happy with that trade. But, you know, and we would do it again, for sure.
Sure.
But it does, a lot of it, depend on how good Trae Young becomes. If Trae Young is a fantastic NBA player, you know, then you can make the case.
So some bad news. I wouldn't really qualify the Mavs, you know, ending up where they did as bad news. We all, you know, we expected it.
We knew.
Here's some bad news that Bassett pointed out in his phone call to me. What do these teams have in common? New Orleans, 1. Memphis, 2. The Lakers move all the way up to the number 4 pick. What do those teams have in common? The Lakers, Memphis, and the Pelicans. Any idea?
I'll see that.
The New York Knicks at number 3 don't have this in common.
They're in the Western Conference.
Thank you, Roy White. 3 of the top 4 lotto winners are right there in your Mavericks Conference.
That's true.
The mock drafts have, ESPN's, Zion, number 1, of course, to the Pelicans. Ja Morant to Memphis at 2.
What happens to Mike Conley?
Well, people said that if you want Mike Conley,
he's now available, just like Marc Gasol was last season. And really, Mike Conley was available last season, too, near the end, because the Grizzlies are just trying to find, you know, opportunities for all their young players.
Is his $40 million contract coming with it?
That's what's going to...
RJ Barrett to the Knicks at 3. Darius Garland to the Lakers at 4. So, depending on what you think of those different prospects, the bottom line is 3 of the 4 best drafted players should be ending up in the Western Conference, even though it sounds like Zion does not want to be there. Here we go with the reaction, not just with Zion in the post-draft interview where he was, I thought, devastated. Mark Spears tweeted, Zion was quickly whisked out of the room after Pelicans were announced the winner. Source said he was rooting to go to New York, obviously not going to New Orleans, but they rushed him out of there quickly. And I kept waiting. I'm waiting for an Anthony Davis update. Yahoo Sports Sham Sharnia, who is the second or third best behind Woj, though Mark Stein in that, says Anthony Davis's trade request has not changed. He still wants out. That according to Yahoo. So now the Pelicans, whose front office exploded yesterday in the conference room where they were videoed in celebration, probably have 2 guys that don't want to be there. Probably, and I would even say even almost certainly, don't have 2 guys that don't want to be there.
Now,
you better get these 2 in a room real quick and get them at a steakhouse, get them sitting down somewhere, and have them start getting along in order to change their minds.
And it seems crazy to me. Like, how many guys have the opportunity to get drafted into the NBA where they have, like, they have already the makings to be the third of a big 3? Drew Holiday, averaging what he did, 21-8-5, and Anthony Davis averaging 26-12. Like, I know they're not elite. Like, no one thinks that Drew Holiday is amongst the 10 best point guards in the league.
Nobody knows who Drew Holiday
That's
is.
That's a respectable big 3, though.
I know,
but do you not think?
Zion Williamson was arguably the biggest star in all of sports last year with the Duke Blue Devils. And now I'm going to go to the New Orleans freaking Pelicans.
He's going down in exposure.
Oh.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time down in exposure. And
in that moment, maybe he changes today, but he had to just wake up thinking, New York, Ayton, Booker, or Chicago. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah.
Like Memphis and New Orleans, you couldn't go to a more boring.
Those are anonymous basketball cities.
Yes.
That's what they are.
Yes.
You could love the grindhouse all you want,
it's
Roy.
It's like going to Tampa in Major League Baseball. If
you're a Justin Timberlake fan, you know, think differently.
You can love going to the Acme Oyster House all you want. All right? New Orleans and Memphis they're the same. They're the same place. One's got a casino. They both have casinos. The food's good, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it you get with those places. So, you know, if I'm Zion, now the only Zion card that he has to play is May 29th. That's the withdrawal deadline.
What happens if he withdraws?
He can go back to school.
He can?
Yes. So the only thing is you're allowed to hire an agent. You have a May 29th withdrawal deadline. They can hire a certified agent, declare for the draft, and withdraw as long as they end the relationship with the agent after withdrawing, and, oh, by the way, they haven't signed any other kind of mega deals, right? So you have a lot of guys who test the draft waters and want to return.
Pelicans were 25th and 26th in attendance last year, by the way. And, again, the Grizzlies didn't have much to work with, and Anthony Davis quit in the second half of the season. But speaking of unhappy, Troy's great satisfaction – at MSG.
Oh, my God. I love this so much. You guys know how much I hate the East Coast. Especially talk show hosts that fall asleep at the mic, don't know what they're saying, and make $3 million a year. But at the same time, I love to see them in pain. And that's what's going on with New York and those Knicks fans. We'll go ahead and start with a guy that I love to follow. He is one of the best guys when it comes to MMA. His name is Ariel Helwani. And he is on ESPN now, and he is a diehard Knicks fan. So after the lottery last night, he goes on to talk about RJ Barrett, because apparently that's who the Knicks are probably going to go after now. And so Ariel Helwani talks about RJ as well as the other lies he's feeding himself as well as the Knicks fans.
Number three, we're going to pick RJ, and I'm going to
love
the
it.
Script on all of you.
Let's go.
You want me to be sad right now. You want to dance on my grave. RJ Barrett is going to be the guy. He is the best player.
He's
going to
be better than Zion Williamson.
Toronto's own RJ Barrett. I'm going to do this for all the Knicks fans out there. We are going to get this right. We're going to draft RJ in June, end of June. We're going to get KD. We're going to get Kyrie. Pat O'Brien said May 12, 1985, when they got the first pick, he said, basketball is back in New York City. You heard it from me right now. Pat O'Brien's on here. Basketball is back in New York City. We got the third pick. We got RJ. We're getting KD. We're getting Kyrie. We've got Mitchell Robinson. We've got Kevin Knox. We've got DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr., Alonzo Trier. We've got a nice squad. We got DeAndre Jordan. We got a nice squad. So I believe I'm not going to be negative. I'm not going to be sad right now.
I love it.
I believe in the Knicks. I believe in RJ Barrett. Right. I believe in Canada.
Did he say Pat O'Brien?
Yeah.
Like the guy leaving voicemails, dirty voicemails, Pat O'Brien?
Pat O'Brien was in the Ewing lottery. He was the announcer sitting
there.
Yeah. Look, you can be excited once you get Durant and Kyrie. Stop acting delusional as if you're not Zion heartbroken.
Right.
That's delusional. These Knicks fans, these morons, they don't understand math, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because they forgot that two other teams, yesterday they acted like they were the absolute favorite going into this thing. Two other teams had the exact same mathematical chances as you. Some fool got a Zion Knicks tattoo.
Oh, yeah, on his ankle.
Which one of y'all sent me that?
Yeah.
Someone's getting a Zion tattoo. Hey, dum-dum, two other people have the same chances as you. I thought New York are supposed to be sharper.
Oh, they're not
no,
sharp.
No, they're not. They're more hardcore. Get him out of here. Run him out of town. We're tough. They're not sharp.
No, they're not sharp at all. Speaking of people not sharp, Boomer Esiason. Boomer Esiason and Gio. Boomer and Gio, the morning show at WFAN and on CBS Sports Radio, they were reacting to it as well because, you know, Boomer had time, not doing a CBS Sports update on Ithaca College lacrosse. But in any case, how did they take the news regarding Zion?
Hey, Adam Silver, your NBA lottery thing worked, and it screwed the biggest possible deal in the history of the league. When you think about where we are, what we're talking about, what teams we're talking about. I mean, like, after the whole thing was over last night, they're sitting there talking about the Grizzlies and the Pelicans, and I'm like, what? Okay, goodbye.
I was all in that it was happening. I was standing in my living room. I had the crystals in my hand. They go to break. You got four teams left, and the Knicks had by far the best odds out of those four teams left. The Lakers with 2%, the Grizzlies and the Pelicans with 6%, the Knicks with 14%, Patrick Ewing's up there. They come back from break. It was happening. It was happening. And that commercial break felt like it lasted for three days.
You ain't kidding, man. You ain't.
3 days. Well,
the good news, though, is that Noah Syndergaard was throwing a no-hitter at the same time.
Whatever.
All right, that's great news. I wanted Zion on the Knicks if the Mavs couldn't pull off the miracle, but that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
That made me feel better. The expectation, we're owed this.
We're in New York.
We're in New York.
Whatever we say goes.
Yeah.
Whatever music we play, you'll play it on the radio. Whatever opinions we have, you'll make sure to share them.
So there it is. The Knicks, except for one, apparently devastated yesterday over the NBA draft lottery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.